Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dejanovic have inside sources.
Republicans are having an issue keeping people in Congress. Oh, look at that. I just made Boyd smile. It was not, a couple weeks ago that Representative Ken Buck said this.
It is the worst year of the 9 years and 3 months that I've been in Congress. And having talked to former members, it's the worst year in 40, 50 years to be in Congress.
Yeah, and he left. He's done.
He's not alone. Lots of people are leaving. A lot of different reasons they're leaving. A lot of it is job satisfaction. Boyd, if I'm being totally honest, I don't have a lot of patience for this.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing because it's the Republicans have some big problems with people running for the doors, and so do the Democrats. The Democrats have not only lost people completely leaving Congress, but also just people leaving the party and becoming independents in there. And so both sides are clearly not doing a great job of retention when it comes to their members. But you can hardly blame them. It is such a paralyzed Congress right now that very little work is being done. A lot of people are asking themselves the question, can I make a difference here? Or am I better off doing something else?
How many Republicans have left Congress? Because I think this is where it really matters for the Republican Party, and I think where people in Utah would be interested, because they hold the majority.
Yeah.
But the majority has been getting chipped away little by little.
That's
so
right.
This does matter in a big way for the Republicans because they don't want to lose that. So
Absolutely.
What are we looking at?
So you're actually down to, with the representative from Wisconsin announcing that he's leaving this week, the majority for the Republicans in the House will be one. It will be one.
Everybody's showing up, right? Everyone's showing up.
And so, yeah, to Dave's point, that really becomes an issue. If somebody is sick, if somebody has a family emergency, I mean, that happens all the time. You're talking about 435 members in the House, 100 in the Senate. And so there are illnesses. There are family situations that come up and members miss. And with such slim majorities in both houses of Congress, it becomes a big deal pretty fast.
I remember Representative Dan Crenshaw got just blasted for leaving because he used to be a Navy SEAL. Anyway, he went to a funeral of a Navy SEAL and missed a vote, and people were up in arms.
Yeah.
And that was with a fairly, you know, at least a handful of a majority. But to your point, it doesn't allow any wiggle room.
Yeah, there's no wiggle room. And really, in either chamber, Chuck Schumer has the same problem in the Senate when it comes to the Democrats, because it is a small majority. And so everyone's got to show up. And sadly, there's far too many members of Congress who've become very comfortable missing votes. I think the only person you can really point to as the diehard, always in attendance, is Susan Collins, who hasn't missed a vote, I think, in like 30 years.
Wow.
So let's get to the fix. As Representative Ken Buck was leaving Congress, returning to Colorado, this is what he said on CBS.
In Colorado, we have largely moved to a one-party system, and we can see what happens when there is little balance in government. I fear that happening in the federal government.
Where he says Republican leaders are focused on personality over principles.
We're so concerned with who has more Instagram followers. It's crazy.
I mean, he doesn't just hint. He flat out basically says, like, it's just gone to the internet. I mean, it's
no
about sound bites and who can get
That's
headlines
right.
on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, it's all performative politics. There aren't a lot of serious policy makers anymore. Of course, we have Utah Senator Mitt Romney, who's stepping down at the end of his term this year, much, I think, for the same reasons of, look, I can make a difference in a lot of other places, so why hang out with the crazies who are getting all the attention and preventing real work and real policy from being done?
This is what frustrates me when you call them, whether it's the flat forehead society,
yeah.
The ones that are just pounding their forehead because they're so frustrated. Listen, the solution, you may think there are solutions elsewhere, but you ran for this office. Mm-hmm. You had people that gave up their vote to you to represent them.
Yeah.
It is a sacred duty that you don't get to leave. I'm sorry. Barring absolute catastrophe, you don't get to leave. Yeah. I gave you the health and the welfare of my family. It is your duty and responsibility to stay and make it work. And if it doesn't work, then you keep trying.
Yeah. And so really interesting. I think it's an important clarifier there, Dave, is that the vast majority of these that are leaving at the end of their term.
Yes.
So most of them are just saying, I'm not signing up for another tour of duty.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. I completely agree to your point. You sign up for the job unless there's a real shift in family health, you know, mental health, whatever it right. may be, then that's a little different animal. But those that who are just a little tired, that doesn't quite cut it, because you knew what you were signing up for, although I think most people don't realize how painful it's going to be. Running
think,
is great.
What do we think of this? Hard. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski came out. She's a Republican. Mm-hmm. Came out and suggested that she won't rule out becoming an independent. Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema left the Democratic Party, a year ago or so to become an independent. Murkowski from Alaska, been there a long, long time. I think since the early 2000s. Saying, I'm not going to rule out becoming an independent, citing, you know, the party's allegiance to Donald Trump as a reason.
Are you considering being an independent at this point?
Oh, I think I'm very independent-minded.
officially, though.
I just regret that our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump.
Yeah. You becoming an independent caucusing with the Republicans, is that something you're open to?
I am navigating my way through some very interesting political times. Let's just leave it at that.
She didn't say no. But what do we think about us party swapping because of, you know, one party leader or another?
I mean. Yeah. And so let's look at those. So Kyrsten Sinema mm-hmm. and Senator Murkowski. So one left the Democratic Party, became an independent, right. Kyrsten Sinema. She still caucuses with the Democrats. So she still... As far as committee assignments and who's in power, in other words, who's the majority in the Senate, she still caucuses with the Democrats. Lisa Murkowski actually had to run as an independent in Alaska one year because she lost in the Republican primary, went as an independent, still won, and then came back to the Republican Party. So Lisa Murkowski sort of been across that spectrum before, and she is very independent.
Isn't she one of the only write-in candidates in the nation
to ever win? A statewide office, yeah,
as a senator. It's incredible. So she's obviously... quite popular if she can get enough Alaska residents. I don't know, all 10 of them. I know.
Is
that the same thing, though, as party swapping, the same thing as just totally leaving Congress?
Yeah. There's not as much. I wish there was actually more of that. And, of course, you have Bernie Sanders, who is an independent, caucuses with the Democrats. What I would love to see is all of those independents get together and form an independent caucus. Because guess what? They'd be the majority. And then everything would change. But that takes some real political courage, because you would be putting yourself at great risk in terms of reelection. But again, if you're going to be exhausted, exasperated, and leave at the end of your term anyway, this is something that I think is worth taking a swing at.
I would like to just see from Republicans and Democrats, I'd like to see them vote against their party every once in a while. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's become such a rubber stamp party. At this point, you know, and any time somebody does dare have the audacity, like Mitt Romney, to go against the party and say, you know what, I think Donald Trump is problematic, then he's the rhino. Then everybody is freaking out. Whereas I think you've got 100 senators. You're telling me every single one of them is in lockstep with the party in that direction, and every single Republican is the same way. I'm like, I just don't buy it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. If you actually go look at the vote numbers, they will surprise you. So Mitt Romney voted with Donald Trump far more than Utah Senator Mike Lee did. Pretty interesting. So when you talk about those that are kind of in lockstep or rubber stamp, and there's same things on the Democratic side.
Right.
There's some people like Dick Durbin who you'd say, oh, he's like hardcore Democrat. He votes against his party all the time. You've got guys like Senator Lee and I'm trying to think who's it, Cory Booker, who often end up voting the same on a lot of the things around judiciary. And so you kind of have to dig into it a little bit in terms of how often it is lockstep. The lockstep stuff
matters,
we see
though.
Is the big stuff, is the big political stuff, the big political stuff, because that's where everyone is afraid. And what they're afraid of, those who want to stay, they're afraid of losing. And so they want to do what the party bosses want them to do. Those who are independent and who are less worried about staying, guys like Joe Manchin from West Virginia. So he's a Democrat, but he'll look at the Democrats and say, you think I'm selling my soul for that? This is not the greatest job I've ever had. And he's willing to do that. So you have people on both sides of the aisle that do that pretty regularly. We just don't hear about it nearly as much, nor do we hear about the bipartisan work that actually does get done. And there are great people on the right and the left and the left and the right and the middle who do some really important things. We tend not to hear a lot about it, though.
But how often do those go through the House, the Senate, and then end up on the president's desk? Boyd, thank you. I love it. Great conversation. This segment of the David Nugenovic Show is brought to you by Window World. Replace your windows and doors without the hassle or baloney. Call Window World of Utah today.
USA Today published an article that says that Utah is the most affordable state in all of the nation to live. Personally, I don't buy it. And I think it's an important conversation to continue with Luz Escamilla. She's the minority leader of the Utah State Senate. Let's ask her what she sees with her own constituents. Does she feel, and do her constituents feel, like Utah is the most affordable place in the nation to live?